USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reiterating that social media platforms need to step up their game to address misinformation online. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki complaining to reporters that she continues to see posts that coronavirus vaccines cause infertility among women. Psaki calling this troubling and dangerous to public health because experts have disproved that narrative. Psaki adding social media platforms need to be more vigilant when it comes to banning people spreading misinformation.
Robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are for providing misinformation out there. Taking faster action against harmful posts.
An indoor mask mandate goes into effect in Los Angeles starting Saturday night at 11:59 p.m. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is set to be questioned by state investigators on Saturday.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. This year's games in London feature the Atlanta Falcons facing off against the New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Miami Dolphins. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Discrepancies are found in a 2020 general election audit.
Cyber Ninjas, the team conducting a forensic audit of Arizona's Maricopa County general election, said Thursday they want more items to complete their review, which has turned up several major discrepancies. A couple of them, auditors could find no record of the county sending out more than 74,000 mail-in ballots. Auditors found approximately 18,000 people voted, but were removed from voter rolls soon after the election. The auditors want ballot envelope images, router images, and Splunk log hard drives.
Mr. Bennett, what's been the response when you've asked for that?
They've provided us what they're going to provide us with.
So are you saying they're refusing to give us that information at this point?
Every time I've tried to interact with the folks at the elections department, I've been told that I need to deal with the county attorney's office.
Ken Bennett is the Arizona Senate's liaison for the Maricopa County election audit. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The bootleg fire in southern Oregon has grown to 241,000 acres. Winds are pushing the fire east, where a smaller fire called the log fire is burning. Fire creates its own weather. A 20,000-foot cloud called a pyrocumulus cloud collapsed, dropping embers on firefighters. The fire has destroyed over 20 homes, and 5,000 homes are threatened. Nearly 2,000 firefighters are working to stop it. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.